Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive stock analysis. Today we're breaking down MSC Industrial Direct, ticker MSM, the big industrial distributor that keeps factories and shops stocked with everything from cutting tools to safety gear. Let's kick things off with the big picture. MSC has been around since 1941 and has grown into a major player in the industrial distribution space, serving manufacturers of all sizes across the country. The stock is currently hovering right around $120, with a market cap near $6.8 billion, and it's part of the industrials sector, where steady demand for maintenance and repair supplies tends to hold up even when the economy softens a bit. Digging into the company itself, MSC focuses on metalworking and maintenance, repair, and operations products, selling through a mix of direct sales, catalogs, and e-commerce. CEO Martina Makisak leads a team of about 7,200 employees, and the business model centers on high-touch service for customers who need reliable, fast access to thousands of SKUs. It's not a flashy growth story, but rather a mature compounder that benefits from sticky relationships and a broad product catalog that makes it hard for smaller players to compete. On the revenue side, the company reported just under $3.77 billion for fiscal 2025, with the entire top line coming from its core reportable segment of industrial supplies. Growth has been modest in recent years after a post-pandemic bump, and the business remains heavily tied to U.S. manufacturing activity. That concentration gives it some stability, but also means volume trends can swing with broader industrial production numbers. Turning to earnings, fiscal 2025 showed net income of about $199 million, or around $4 per share, down from the prior year's around $5 per share. Gross margins held steady near 41%, while operating income came in at $314 million. The drop reflects softer volumes and some cost pressures, but management has been working on resetting the cost base and driving better mix, which is starting to show up in recent quarterly trends. In the Q2 earnings call, leadership highlighted early signs of volume improvement and the benefits of the cost reset program. They noted that the turnaround is moving into execution mode, with Q4 guidance pointing to continued sales gains. Management emphasized operational discipline and strategic growth initiatives even as external conditions remain challenging, and they sounded measured but optimistic about the path ahead. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets sit near $2.46 billion, with current assets comfortably covering short-term liabilities at a 1.55 current ratio. Free cash flow has been solid over the years, supporting a dividend yield around 2.8% and ongoing share repurchases. Debt levels are manageable, with a debt-to-equity ratio under 0.4, giving the company room to invest in its network and technology without stretching the balance sheet. On valuation, the model puts fair value somewhere around $110. With the stock trading near $120, it's sitting a little above our rough estimate, though the forward PE in the low 30s reflects expectations for gradual earnings recovery. The setup isn't screaming cheap, but the combination of a healthy dividend and improving operational trends could still appeal to income-focused investors willing to hold through the cycle. Breaking it down with a quick SWOT view, strengths include a vast product catalog, strong customer relationships, and consistent cash generation that funds dividends and buybacks. Weaknesses center on limited international exposure and sensitivity to manufacturing slowdowns. Opportunities lie in e-commerce expansion and deeper penetration of the maintenance and repair market, while threats include raw material inflation, competition from bigger distributors, and any prolonged industrial recession. Performance-wise, the stock has delivered solid gains over the past year with a 33% return, outpacing the broader market in spots, though the last week showed a modest 1.35% dip. Over 3 months, it's up more than 25%, and the 5-year track record sits near 31% total, which is respectable for a mature industrial name, but not the kind of explosive growth you'd see in tech. Wrapping up, MSC Industrial looks like a steady compounder with improving execution and a shareholder-friendly capital return policy. At current levels, it's not deeply undervalued, but for investors seeking exposure to industrial supply chains with a decent yield, it could still make sense as a long-term holding. As always, do your own research and consider how it fits your portfolio. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.